Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's a subject much on the minds of Americans today, present and past. You know, I grew up in Texas. Texas is a border state, as they say. Not only borders a fair amount of water, but it also borders our neighbor to the south, Mexico, a rather long border, a rather porous border. Those who first traveled down to Texas, any of the southern states, the border states, note a high population of Hispanics. And that's not unusual at all in the southern part of our country, southwest. The question is, are people here legally? And of course, immigration has become a big question. It's an economic question. It's a social question. Some believe it is a moral question. Is it a theological question, too? What do you make of immigration reform, the attempt to take care of a population that is with us on again, off again, illegally? Do you think the Bible has anything to say about immigration or immigration reform? And in just a minute, we're going to hear from a bishop in Tucson, Arizona, who, speaking for the other Catholic bishops in the United States, says doesn't like immigration reform there in that state. Our call-in number, it's audio open lines, 1-877-623-6943. I want your answer to that question. What do you make of immigration reform, and do you think the Bible has anything to say on the issue? 1-877-623-6943, our in-studio email address, live this Tuesday afternoon, May the 3rd. Talkback at issuesetc.org. It's actually May the 4th. Talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at issuesetc, or leave your comment for us at our Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. What do you think of immigration reform, and do you think the Bible has anything to say on that issue? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a little interview from PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly with Bishop Gerald Casanas. He's from Tucson, Arizona, and it's on immigration reform. I want your reaction to this after we hear this.
In Arizona, a tough new immigration law is prompting widespread protests from many in the religious community. It requires police in the state to check the status of anyone they suspect may be in the country illegally. To protest it, many in the faith community have designated this weekend as a special time for prayer for immigrants. Among those condemning the law are the U.S. Catholic bishops, who have long lobbied for comprehensive immigration reform. We want to talk now with one bishop on the front line of the battle. He is Gerald Kikanis, Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Tucson, Arizona. Bishop, welcome. Several lawsuits were filed this week. More are promised, more are in the works, some of them from clergy. Where does the church stand on this? Are you going to try to stop this bill, this law?
Even the Arizona legislators, Bob, are considering modifications to the bill, which suggests that they themselves are concerned about how it could be misinterpreted. So there will be legal action, certainly, and we'll monitor that and participate where we feel it would be appropriate.
Do you think the church might become a party to the lawsuits to try to stop the bill?
I don't know that we'll be bringing the lawsuits forward. Those will be brought forward by certainly others. But we will review those and perhaps consider being a friend of the court where it would be appropriate.
All right, we'll hear a little bit more in just a minute. So far, what do you think? Does the church have any business? Does it have anything to say about immigration or immigration reform? 1-877-623-6943. It's Tuesday afternoon, the 4th of April. 1-877-623-6943. Leave a response to the question, what do you make of immigration reform, and do you think the Bible has anything to say about it? at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc.
Do you think in the end that the bill can be stopped, the law can be stopped?
Well, there is great national concern, certainly concern within our state, among religious leaders, among many portions of our community. It has to be addressed that this bill does not well represent the state of Arizona and is not going to resolve the issues that we are facing.
Bishop, remind us again of what the church says, what Christian teachings say about the stranger.
Every Christian tradition speaks of the importance of welcoming the stranger, that every human being is to be treated with dignity and respect. And so for us in the church, that is a core message of our teaching, that all human life from conception till natural death is to be respected. And certainly the migrant is among those who are the littlest and weakest among us, and they need to be respected and treated with the dignity they deserve.
A little bit more in just a moment. What do you think? I mean, there is a question about how we regard the immigrant in terms of those who have no advocate, those who have no, they, because they're here illegally, they also have no protection legally. They do not enjoy the protection of our laws, or at least some believe they shouldn't. You think it's a valid question about the stranger, the immigrant, the sojourner, all those passages from the Old Testament? Does that in any way bear upon the issue of immigration, illegal immigration, and immigration reform? 1-877-623-6943. I want your answer to that question. It's audio open lines. 877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. One more question for the bishop and his answer.
But as you know, perhaps better than anyone, people feel so strongly about this. Many people in Arizona, they want to stop the illegal immigration. They want to get rid of some of the people who are already there. They fear crime. They feel changes in culture. You've been getting a lot of calls, I'm sure. What do you say to people? Many of them, I'm sure, your friends, who say, we disagree with you on this.
Well, certainly I first have to listen to hear what they are feeling, their concerns, their worries, and then try to help them to see what the church is teaching, because a lot of times people haven't really heard what is being said or haven't read the law. And so it's important to encourage them to learn about the situation, understand it better, and most important, if they could come to meet the migrant, I think some of their fears and concerns would be alleviated.
Bishop Gerald Kakanis of Tucson, Arizona, many thanks.
So what do you think about what Bishop Kakanis had to say there in that interview on immigration? Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can leave your answer to the question, what do you make of immigration reform, and does the Bible have anything to say on the issue, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Do we have a thus saith the Lord on the issue of immigration and immigration reform? Does the Bible have anything to say about the issue? 1-877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. John in Grand Junction, Colorado is on the line. John, welcome.
Thanks, Pastor. Where I'm coming from on this, I think it's dangerous for us to get too much into the political ramifications of it. I think you hear all the time, whether it be Glenn Beck or, you know, we've heard about it in the ELCA, of like social justice. And I think when we use the church to use it as a way to make a political statement about a law, I think every Christian knows that we need to help our neighbor. And that's a good thing to do, but helping our neighbor and also allowing them to break the law, I think, are two different things. And I think when we look in the Bible, you can see a lot of plight with the people of Israel, with the Jewish people, with the Romans. You know, they didn't have any rights. It seemed like they were, you know, spit upon or whatever people might think the illegal immigrants are. And Jesus, I think, was always on top of it, knowing that you can't focus on that because the true focus is on Christ and what he accomplished on the cross. And so I think as a church, and to use doctrinal statements, I think anything that goes away from that is a distraction, and I think that the bishop is wrong.
John, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Colorado. What about the rest of you? What do you make of immigration reform, attempts to crack down on illegal immigration in the state of Arizona? And, of course, the Catholic Church has decided that it's at least in principle going to oppose that bill in Arizona, if not legally, maybe just as a friend of the court. 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, the 4th of May. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. From Facebook, Steve in Rochester, Minnesota says, quoting scripture, it was spring when the kings go to war. A nation state has a right to defend its borders. If it doesn't, it is no longer a nation state, but an unorganized territory, free for the taking. Catholic bishops who reject what the Roman Catholic Church teaches about the rights and duties of a nation state to defend their borders and just war theory as well are heretical bishops, of which there are quite a few. Okay, it is true that there is those governments that God has established. Paul talks about governments established, do have among their many duties to their citizens to protect their citizens. And one would say that would necessitate also protecting the region where their citizens live, if it's private property, that as well. They can do that with the force of arms. Is it a war? Is immigration analogous to war, defending ourselves from an invasion? I know that's the language that has been used here. But when the illegal immigrant comes over, should he be treated as an enemy of the nation? Someone hostily invading our territory? More from you on that question of illegal immigration after this. Whatever you're looking for.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cupful if you're a double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Switzerland is becoming famous for something other than watches, cheese, and chocolate. Dignitas, a euthanasia organization there, kills people upon request with permission of the government. Business has been so brisk, it's created one-way tourism for death. Dignitas attracted the wrath of Swiss people and its government for inappropriately disposing of their remains. 300 urns containing the remains of Dignitas victims were thrown into Lake Zurich and found in a big heap. Rescue divers came upon them by accident while looking for equipment that fell overboard. Dignitas admits they've been routinely dumping the ashes of people. It's sad. This organization didn't get on the wrong side of the law and public sentiment for killing these people in the first place.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Audio Open Lines on this Tuesday afternoon, the 4th of May. What do you think about illegal immigration? Immigration reform, is this an issue that Christians can disagree about? Does the Bible have something definitive to say about immigration and immigration reform? 1-877-623-6943. Audio open lines, 877-623-MY-IE. Email us right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Or leave your answer to those questions at our Facebook fan page. We also get that in real time. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Before the break, Steve in Rochester, Minnesota said it's about defending our borders, a nation state having the right and the duty to defend its borders, and the analogy there with just war. Is that the analogy we want to make? I mean, during World War II, if we saw Nazi soldiers encroaching upon our border, it would have been time for defense, right? Real defense, probably shots fired, I would think. I don't think anyone would suggest we deal with immigration that way. Those who come over illegally, detained, sent back, whatever it may be, deported, not necessarily shot. Is war the best analogy to make there? Albeit this kind of defense of our borders being somewhat different, don't you think, than defending our borders from a hostile invasion force? Or is that what it is? Is the massive illegal immigration a hostile invasion force, and should we treat it like a hostile invasion force? 1-877-623-MY-IE. talkback@issuesetc.org. Jerry in Nebraska, listening on KNGN. Jerry, welcome.
Hello there. I'd have to say that I agree with the Catholic bishop completely. I think that there is a kingdom of the right, a kingdom of the left, and we deserve to cater these migrants' needs. And also that I've always had this in the back of my mind, if it wasn't for people in the States buying the drugs, if we could quit that, there would not be a problem. And people also should realize 160 years ago, Arizona, California, all that was still Mexico. We took it from them. So I guess that's my comments. I'll just hang up and listen.
Well, Jerry, thank you very much, and I appreciate you listening to Nebraska on KNGN. Thank you. Well, I mean, there is some history there, isn't there? We actually took most of that territory with the force of arms. It was part of manifest destiny. It was Texas first, and then the rest of all of it. It was manifest. We owned this continent, everything to the western border. That was the philosophy, that it was ours. As far as we could move out there, it was ours. And if we found people already living there, too bad, it's ours. Now, we can debate the morality there. And of course, it has been our territory legally ever since. I mean, talking about a defense of our borders, how do we get those borders? If we want to make the analogy with defending our borders at a time of war, let's see what Cindy in St. Louis has to say. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. You know, there are ways to come to this country legally, and you can petition our government to become a legal immigrant. And what about Romans 13? It talks about every person needs to be subject to the governing authorities. We have immigration laws already on the books. And the Catholic bishops, you know, that want to, there's human trafficking of people along the border. There have been a lot of people, you know, they've found graves, mass graves of people, and they've found people in large vans. And a lot of people that work in slaughterhouses in the West are illegal immigrants. And they pay people to get into this country, and they're treated badly. And I don't want to see people, I don't want that to happen to people. And so I think we need to take a stand. I don't think that law in Arizona is a bad law. I heard this morning on another radio station the man that wrote that law, who is a professor of law in the state of Missouri. He worked under John Ashcroft. It sounds like a good law.
Cindy, do you think that Christians can disagree on this issue?
I think that we can. Personally, I think that people that might disagree on this issue are sort of mushy about this, because it's not fair to people to bring people into this country and not have them here illegally or have them here legally and become citizens. This is a good country to be a citizen, a part of. And so you need to participate in all aspects. If you're going to come here, be a citizen. Do your part.
Cindy,
it's
thank
not
you.
Right.
Well, Cindy, thank you very much. And I'm glad that Cindy raised also the fact that this is a bad situation, illegal immigration, for the immigrants, too. They are often, because they are here illegally, afforded very little protection and taken advantage of in some very horrific ways as well. Let's see. Rick is listening in Rockford, Illinois. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, the first passage that came to mind was in Exodus chapter 22, verse 21. I'm reading, "You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you are sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child." And it goes on like that. However, those passages, if you read them in context, I believe were not meant for all people for all times, but rather for the Israelites of that time. However, certainly Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul, and to love the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And likewise, on Maundy Thursday, he told the disciples, "A new commandment I give you, that you are to love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." So I think that Christians can disagree within certain parameters. Certainly, the ideal is that people do come legally and we don't assist them to come in illegally. But at the same time, they still need to be treated by Christians with love.
Rick, thanks for listening in Rockford. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. It seems like one of the things that astonishes me about this is how strongly held the views are on all sides of this, especially among Christians. And maybe it's the product of where I grew up, that illegal immigration was considered kind of a fact of life. In fact, believe it or not, a lot of the Texas economy depends on the fact that people are here illegally and underpaid and not reported and in many ways overworked. It's simply true. But I've always been amazed at how animated people get about this particular issue. People who live nowhere near the borders whatsoever about our borders. Just a casual observation. Let's see. Thomas in Cleveland, Mississippi, via Facebook says, "I concur with Steve, who earlier commented. It really comes down to this. A nation has not merely the right, but the obligation to protect its borders. We have an obligation to make sure that the people entering this country do so with the intent to obey our nation's laws. If they break the law to enter this country, what assurance do we have that they won't rape, murder, sell drugs, and otherwise cause mayhem within our borders? Arizona is merely doing what the nation as a whole should already have been doing, putting an end to lawbreakers, taking advantage of the weakness in our nation's defenses, and making sure that those who want to live in our country do so according to our nation's laws." That's Thomas in Cleveland, Mississippi, and thank you very much for your comment. Kathy in St. Charles, Missouri says, "I agree with Steve again. I think it's the basic duty of a nation to keep its citizens safe and defend its borders." And Ken in Orlando, Florida adds this via email: "Is there any difference between someone coming into the country illegally and a person breaking into a home? Both are violations of our law, which we as Christians are supposed to uphold. I would assume that the Roman Catholic Church calls on local government when someone breaks into their property." Well, is there an analogy there? If I see someone coming across the border, that's not my personal border. That's not like the border of my property or the border of my front door, where legally I have a right to defend that. However, I don't know in particular how I have the right to defend it, but I suspect legally I have the right to defend the border of my home. The border of the country isn't my personal property. It's not my personal border. There's someone who should be defending it, not individual citizens necessarily, although that was tried a couple of years ago out there on the border. There are police, there are border patrols, there's all sorts of sanctioned means by which we control those borders. So I think the analogy with the home's borders would probably break down. Joel in Denver says, "As the citizens have a duty to obey whatever the state establishes, Romans 13, 1 through 7, and 1 Peter 2, 13 through 17, for the good of all within its borders, my German forefathers did the same and said, we're in America, so we're learning English." Well, it's true that this is a nation of immigrants. Let us never forget that. that none of us, going back to our original roots, with the exception of the Native Americans, were originally here. And even they weren't originally here. So, being a nation of immigrants, and couldn't be any otherwise, we want to remain a nation of immigrants, legal immigrants. It has to do with law, but it also has to do with the neighbor. When we come back, we got 10 more minutes of open lines on the issue of illegal immigration and immigration. I want to know from you, what do you make of immigration reform, Arizona's law that's cracking down on illegal immigration, the Roman Catholic reaction, which is they're planning to oppose this law, and do you think the Bible has anything to say about this? In other words, can Christians agree and disagree on this issue? Is there a thus saith the Lord on immigration? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. It's audio open lines, Tuesday afternoon, May the 4th. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Leave an answer to our questions at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back.
Catechesis, God's way of teaching faith in Christ and love to the neighbor. The Concordia Catechetical Academy presents its annual Symposium on Catechesis in Waukesha, Wisconsin, June 16th through the 18th. This year's theme, the first article of the Creed. Presentations include catechesis on the first three chapters of Genesis, the fatherhood of God, Christ and creation, atheism, evolution, and the Christian faith and life. Register online at peacesussex.org.
His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 50 days of Easter.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Christ Lutheran, Jackson, Mississippi. Prince of Peace Lutheran, San Diego, California. Trinity Lutheran, Tryon, North Carolina. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Dallas, Texas. Calvary Lutheran, Yuma, Arizona. St. Paul Lutheran, Milford Center, Ohio. Peace Lutheran, Chehalis, Washington. Christ Lutheran, Noblesville, Indiana. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Lexington, Kentucky. And St. James Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Tuesday afternoon. Little audio open lines in the first hour of the program. Then coming up in hour two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will be our guest. We'll talk with her about, this is interesting. It's a gay marriage course being taught by a homosexualist professor. Homosexualist is the term there at Catholic University Seton Hall. And get her reaction to that. Then Dr. John Warwick Montgomery will join us to talk about several issues. A recent Supreme Court ruling about the display of a cross in honor of veterans at Mojave National Preserve. They said that the cross can stay, contra the lower court. We'll also talk about the Shroud of Turin and the alleged discovery of Noah's Ark. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery coming up here in about 20 minutes on Issues Etc. Let's see. Up next, Matt in Blacksburg, Virginia. Matt, welcome.
Thank you. I think that this needs to be approached with love for the neighbor in the context of our vocation. It's the vocation of the lawmakers to protect its citizens, and so I can't say that the law is wrong, but it's also the Catholic Church is acting with its, within its vocation to make sure that this law isn't abused, as they fear it will be, within, and they're fighting this law not illegally, but within the context of the law of the land. But I think ultimately, within the role of our Christian vocations in our lives, we have to realize we can't just stereotype the immigrants as murderers and drug dealers. Most of these people just want to feed their family. And if I had to go to Mexico to feed my family illegally, I would do it.
Well, and see, that's another thing to consider here. Thank you very much for bringing that up, Matt. I appreciate it. Every time we've talked about this, I think someone does bring it up. Put yourself in their shoes. All right. It is very easy to talk about breaking of the law here on this side of the border where you're already in. And, well, life might not be as easy as it is for some, for you. You still have all of the rights and privileges that attach to U.S. citizenship. And most of us got that by just being born. We didn't, there wasn't a lot of hard work involved, you know. We were just born into it, most of us. So put yourself in their shoes for a moment. I'm not talking about bleeding heart. I'm talking about put yourself in their shoes like a Christian ought to do. You're in a country that is, as a country, destitute. You're in a country that offers zero possibilities if you stay there, for you, for your children, for anyone involved in your life. You're in a country where the rich are rich and very few, and the poor are poor and very many. You're in a country that happens to border the richest nation in the world, where the opportunities abound. And the only moral qualm that you need to overcome, besides physically getting here, is whether or not you're willing to do it illegally. And then you can make money, you can send it home. You can make money and hope that your children might have citizenship. You can, and yes, are you there illegally? Of course you are. But I want you to put yourself in their shoes for a second and say, if you were a citizen of Mexico, would you happily stay there? Really, if your kids weren't going to eat, if your grandkids weren't going to get an education, would you happily stay there? Or would you make the compromise that so many of them have already? Renee in Alabama says, Phoenix, speaking of Phoenix, Arizona, is the kidnapping capital of the U.S. and I believe second in the world. Arizona is plagued with high crime rates, drug trafficking, violence, and much of it from illegal Mexican gangs crossing the border. Law, order, and safety of our citizens must not be forgotten. That's true, although Americans are consuming an awful lot of those drugs. We're the ones paying for them, aren't we? Yes, there's a market, and often the product goes where the market is. From Facebook, Heather in Escondido, California, the Bible does not say anywhere that it is okay to deliberately break the law. In fact, Paul says to obey rulers unless they are breaking God's law, and then to follow God's law. I do not see how enforcing our borders and method obtaining legal citizenship is against God's law. I don't think it is. I mean, in the best of all possible world, you'd get that citizenship, wouldn't you? And I'll come back to this, unless, of course, you had four hungry mouths to feed at home. And citizenship might take you 2 years, and you're not going to earn anything to be able to support them. Again, in their shoes for just a second. I mean, just contemplate it for a second. She says, I think this is an issue that is best for the church to leave alone. You can treat an illegal immigrant kindly while taking them back to their own country. No doubt about that. I live right near the border, and I can see how this is a huge problem for our country. I work as a hospice nurse and have helped treat illegal immigrants. My employer takes it on the cost of caring for those people for free if Medicaid will not reimburse. I don't know how often that happens. Either way, it's a charity, and our country provides it, and that's good. Dying people should be cared for. That's a good idea always. There are also many illegal immigrants in our public school system in my city, and it places a burden on the taxpayers as well as teachers, because teachers either have to be bilingual or extra teachers have to be hired to teach English as a second language. There's also the crime aspect. In Tijuana, just over the border from San Diego, there are major drug wars going on. That is true. 7 police officers were recently killed in an attack. 400 people were killed in the last 3 months of 2008. We cannot protect the citizens of this country from the drug wars of Mexico if we allow open borders. Now, I don't know if anybody is talking about open borders, but how you deal with those who are here illegally. I don't know if anybody's talking about open borders. Matt in Denver says, I believe all Christians have a duty to love and help our neighbors. As Christians, we should try and help those immigrants become lawful citizens. Now, there's an idea. There's an idea. Help them become citizens. They might need some help from already existing citizens. Sometimes love is tough, he says, and loving the immigrants doesn't necessarily mean we should support an illegal action. I am a loving parent, and that does not mean that I allow my kids to do as they wish. Good analogy, Matt, in Denver, and thanks for listening there. Here's Millie in St. Louis. Hi, Millie.
Hi. I would just like to add this. We obey the rules. We do have people that abuse them and do our own people that are citizens. But, however, it turned out that a friend of ours had an accident. Her daughter was coming home. And these lawn workers hit her car, and they ran off, and they left her with having to report it to her own insurance company. You really have to have something to exercise love. Am I not right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what does that tell you, possibly? That were they illegal or what?
We don't know. They might just have been uninsured. Thank you very much, Millie. Well, it's true. I mean, they might have just been uninsured or teenagers or anything else. So, where does this leave us? First of all, does God's word have anything to say about immigration? Well, it might say something about the sojourner, the immigrant, although we're not talking about legal borders in the Old Testament, and there those laws do probably belong in their specifics, if not in principle. Left in the Old Testament, applying to that unique situation of God's people, called by a covenant in the Old Testament, has a lot to say about loving our neighbor, and we don't get to choose who our neighbors are. Did you know that? You do not have the luxury of choosing who your neighbor is. You can't pick and choose among them. You know, your neighbor might be a lawbreaker, might be a criminal. In fact, I think Jesus spent a lot of time hanging around with people who broke laws, twisted laws, bent laws. He never advocated illegality. There is a way of doing this that does not turn a blind eye to the breaking of our nation's laws or the rule of law. Still sees the immigrant, legal or illegal, as a neighbor. And doesn't fall into this a notion that is far more, I don't think it's an American notion. This notion that our borders are closed to all comers. We're here. We enjoy the fruits of our own labor. We earned all this stuff for ourselves, and no one has a right to come in and horn in on our action. We're Americans. That's what I hear in some of the anti-immigration conversation. That's hardly Christian. It's not, certainly not American to make that kind of a statement. What we have by the grace of God. Maybe trying to improve the situation in the country that neighbors us to the south so that the people there aren't driven by desperation and poverty and hopelessness and despair to break our laws. That might help too. Those are bigger solutions than just trucking people back over the border or writing a law where no one can come in at all. Those are bigger solutions. They're more long-term solutions. We Christians don't often have the luxury of picking short-term solutions for big problems like this, especially when it comes to our neighbors. And Christians can disagree on this. They can disagree on any particular laws because when there is no thus saith the Lord on the specifics, we cannot bind our conscience or someone else's conscience to one solution on this. But we are not free to trade one for the other, to trade the defense of our nation, which is good, for the love for our neighbor. We are never free of that obligation. That is what Paul would have called the outstanding, constant debt of love. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues Etc., we'll talk about a homosexualist professor and gay marriage at a Catholic university.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.